Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everything. Like, we should have won this game. Should have won last night. Like, we can't be an experiment in game 63.
So you're experimenting that you said you didn't like tonight?
You know what it is.
In terms of lineups.
Isaiah Thomas, but I don't know. Do we know who that was? Who's talking?
Group media.
Do we get any Brad Stevens response to that?
He was not asked about it that we could garner.
I believe that. After the game last night, Isaiah Thomas, who was accomplished.
There was a lot of Celtic beat guys there.
There's four or five guys around.
Mark Murphy didn't ask the tough question there.
Chris Forsberg. Isaiah Thomas, who has accomplished nothing in his career, nothing in his NBA career, has been critical of the coaches and teammates the last couple of nights. First of all, the Phoenix game was his fault down the stretch. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he's on the floor for some of that 41-13 run last night. The Clippers beat the Celtics, and I continue to say Isaiah Thomas is a really good player, but he's an overrated player, and you Celtics fans want him to be a great player because you want your guys to be great. I get
that. Can you be a great player if you never win a playoff series?
No, of course,
not.
Think about it.
I mean, he will win a playoff series.
Brandon Marshall is a really good
football
receiver.
Different.
But all you think of is the guy's never been to the playoffs,
sure,
right?
But,
and you're right, football's different. Basketball, you got a lot more control.
Yeah.
I'm thinking great. Obviously, great's overused, but can you be great and
DeMarcus
never
Cousins
win?
Is not a great player. He's never been to the playoffs.
Right.
He's never been in the top 12 in his conference.
But in a playoff series, DeMarcus Cousins can make goals. I mean, we've seen Isaiah Thomas in a playoff series.
Good moments against Atlanta last year. It's some big games. He had some terrible games.
Big games.
He gets exposed.
He does, right.
He's overrated. That's okay. He's really good. He's a really good player having a terrific season. Not quite Larry Bird, but a terrific season. And he's overrated. And stuff like this from a Celtics fan would drive me nuts.
This from Celtics blog on Twitter. And they write, it's possible the lineup change that Thomas is upset about was the trio of Smart, Rozier, and Young.
Right.
That replaced Thomas, Brown, Bradley late in the third quarter. For the night, that trio played 9 minutes together. 9 minutes?
Yes. Jordan Mickey together, was center as well in that
And
lineup.
Hemorrhaged a minus 13. It could have been Jordan Mickey's 2 minutes and 33 seconds of play where he was a minus 14. He played 2.5 minutes.
Jesus.
Well, that just shows how thin this team is up front. So you had Horford out last night, Jerebko as well, and then you got to do things like have James Young be your four, essentially. And I know it's a little different in the NBA. Positions are more fluid, but still, I mean, that is a pathetic lineup.
How was that even possible? Play 2.5 minutes and you're
a 14-0 run.
That's like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 hoops for the other team.
Yes.
and none for your team in 2 minutes?
Yeah,
What is that in the fourth quarter, I assume, when it was 41, when they give up 41 points?
41-14 run for Los Angeles.
In the third quarter, I saw the video of Isaiah shooting 2 free throws to put his team up 10.
Right.
And while he was doing it, the Staples Center crowd was chanting MVP.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to root for Isaiah Thomas when you watch him. He's 5'7". He was the last pick in the draft.
Why is L.A. rooting for him?
Because it's a great story.
Well, you do have a lot when the team stinks like that. Oh, the Clippers are pretty good, actually. But I would say when in a city like L.A., when the Celtics are pretty good, they do. A lot of people live in Massachusetts.
His father's from L.A., right? His father.
Yeah. But I do think there's a lot of transplants there.
Absolutely.
I mean, Celtics fans chanted MVP at Kobe Bryant 10 years ago.
Well, that's because he was Kobe Bryant, Kirk.
Right.
Isaiah Thomas.
But Celtics fans have chanted MVP at games for Isaiah Thomas.
I know. Well, right. Celtics fans do.
Right, but I think Lakers fans, Clippers fans were chanting MVP at Isaiah Thomas last night.
So there were that many Celtics
fans? Clippers fans are not a loyal bunch anyway. A lot of Celtics fans there last night.
Bill Simmons was probably there chanting MVP.
You predicted they'd lose 3 in a row. This is 2, right?
Yeah, they're going to lose to Golden State on Wednesday.
Golden State Wednesday and then Denver?
They're going to lose that game, too, on Friday.
They're tied in the loss column with Washington right now in the East.
Mm-hmm.
And a game and a half. What are they up on? They are 2.5 up on Toronto. 2 in the loss column.
Right. They're 1-8 in their last 9 up at Toronto, by the way. So, you know, that's not a matchup you feel good about down the stretch in the playoffs if they were to meet.
And Horford is still out. Is he back tomorrow?
Don't know. They do not know. I don't know.
What were they calling his injury?
The hell do I elbow? It's an elbow.
Elbow, yeah.
Elbow.
Elbow strain, to be exact.
Right elbow or left elbow?
The hell do I care? I'm not going to see any of it, goddammit. I want to watch that
I know,
game.
That is too bad.
10:30 tip, right?
Have I told you that bothers me, why they play on the West Coast so late
at night?
Yeah,
we've gotten into that. Isaiah Thomas's contract, by the way, we talked about it yesterday. So we signed this year, obviously, 6.5. Next year, 6.2. Same cap hit. And then unrestricted free agent after the 2017-2018 season. If he has a year anywhere close to this season, he is going to want a max contract. So your two max contract players would be Isaiah Thomas and Al Horford. I'll pass.
I don't think the Celtics sign him, to be honest with you.
I don't either. I think they'll trade him.
I mean, it's pretty clear, given Ainge's inactivity at the last couple deadlines, he does not view Isaiah Thomas as part of the next Celtics championship team.
No,
I
agree
that's
with
pretty
him.
Clear.
He's not. And I, don't
I agree.
Think, by the way, I don't think Horford
does
is either,
somebody,
necessarily.
No. The question with Isaiah, to me, would be, is somebody going to give him a max deal?
He
I don't
is
know.
Having a season He's having that is comparable to Larry season. Bird at his best. And,
would you give him $200 million?
No, God, no.
Somebody
God,
will.
No. I guess.
With the way the cap is rising.
Does it feel like he's gone to another level, or do you feel like he's hot? I mean, if he's hot, you just wait it out, right? You say, how long can he sustain this? If he's really, reached another level as a player and will be playing like this a year from now, do we imagine him averaging 30 next year?
No, probably not.
I mean, it'd be in the mid-20s somewhere. But even then, I wouldn't give – if he plays like this for this team, I would not give him a max deal. You already locked in the Horford. I would not give Isaiah Thomas a max contract.
And you have a shelf and you have a ceiling with Isaiah Thomas. I mean, you know that he is not going to be able to carry you through a playoff series, which is what you need a max guy like that to do. He's naturally limited.
And the max deal player for me has to be on the court at all times. Sorry. I mean, in big spots, I'm not taking him out of the games because of his liability.
Oh, you would say, Shaq would be a max player.
But he was a dominant player.
But there's examples of guys coming out. It's still hard to believe Isaiah Thomas is as good a scorer as he is. When I watch, I'm not sure how he gets to the rim. We compared him to Iverson yesterday. Iverson was faster. He was quicker. He was more explosive. And he was taller.
Yeah, but some guys know, some scorers in there just know how to use their body.
He does.
It's herky jerky. Right. Pierce was like that a lot in his prime, too.
Yeah, but
guys
Pierce,
who know how to
again,
do it. No, Pierce is bigger, I understand.
And you get to the rim against six.
There's some guys who are able to use angles, they just use their body. He's great.
And you know what else
that.
He uses? He takes him by surprise. They say, this little guy's not going to try to get him up, take it to the rim on me. And he does. And they go, whoa. But then he does it again and again and again.
But you see in the playoff zone, they play
tight
defense
against him. Everyone talks about this. Is he a max player? Well, you don't have to decide that yet.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah, but you probably, if you'd like to trade him in the offseason, say, which is what Ainge might do.
You think so?
Sure, why not? If he doesn't think he's going to sign him again or win a title with
him. You'd wait till next year.
Wait till he's a free agent after that. After
I know,
season.
But like mid-season, you'd wait. I mean,
yeah, you see where you're at.
You think he's going to trade him this summer?
He might if a team wants him and it's a good deal.
No,
he knows
no
he's not going to
no,
sign him. Why?
Not, Danny is a crowd are chanting. The crowd's chanting MVP.
I don't think Danny cares a lot about that.
I think he cares a little about it.
But if you made a decision that you're not going to keep him, why wouldn't you trade him?
Maybe
will his value ever higher?
No, it won't be. No, I don't think so.
I mean, Jerry, you would agree that Isaiah Thomas, he's not going to be part of the next Celtics championship team, right?
Probably not.
Yes,
probably not.
And it's pretty. I mean, or else they would have tried to get Jimmy Butler, Paul George, DeMarcus Cousins. They weren't in on those guys this time around.
It doesn't strike me.
And if they keep the pick, obviously their point guards are
that's
gonna
the
go
other
like
thing.
One,
sure.
two, one, right. two, three. Mm-hmm. Maybe maybe wouldn't people. Miss Isaiah a lot less if they drafted Lonzo Ball. Wouldn't
sure.
that get people very excited?
Yeah, I don't think, yes, and I don't think Danny, to his credit, worries a lot about that stuff. I just don't.
No, I know. About
some
what?
GMs do.
About PR?
Yeah.
Of course.
But, well, some do. I don't
he's
think he's
Belichickian in that regard. But I do think, right now, Isaiah Thomas has got it all going on, right?
Absolutely.
Thomas, he's your... he's your attraction.
He's the perfect
star.
Attraction for a bridge period with the Celtics. He gets
Although,
people excited.
But he's got to win a series.
Although stuff like this, I think, must drive Ainge and Stevens crazy. Just shut up after the game. I mean, really, are you criticizing the coaching, criticizing your teammates the night before? I mean,
he wasn't that harsh. Can we play it again, Isaiah Thomas, after the game? So this would be about what? About 1 in the morning?
When we walked in, it looked like you were really frustrated. Was that just because of the way things spiraled so quickly?
Everything. Man, we should have won this game. Should have won last night. We can't be an experiment in game 63.
That's a shot. That's a pretty good shot at Stevens.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's what star players do in the league, right? I mean, they have liberty to take shots at coaches like that.
Yeah, but he's not, again, he's not, you know, Kevin Durant or LeBron James. He's not a star. He's not one. He's never won. He's never won a playoff series.
It wasn't
a Brad Stevens, by the way.
Assault at
no,
Stevens.
No, but they've had some issues before.
Do you think if you watched the game, do you think you would have thought, why is Jordan Mickey in there?
Yes, but here's what I would say. I bet you Brad Stevens, if you asked him, had a pretty good answer. I don't think he just did it. And Alex is right. They are banged up right now and short, and they probably do. And they're on a West Coast trip, and they're at the place you guys some situations you don't want to do.
Yeah, I mean their roster's thin up front. There is
if
no
they'd
doubt.
Listened to me inside Bogut, would he have broken his leg last
yes,
night?
Yes, I think so. I think at some point he seems a little brittle.
He's done.
Danny's so smart. He knew that was going to happen.
The good news for you Celtic fans, your team is circling the drain, but Andrew Bogut broke his leg in the first minute.
58 seconds in, right?
58 seconds in. So that is he's not going to help the Cavs down the stretch. But, Celtics didn't do anything. I can't, when you watch, don't you say they need size. They need a big guy. They need some guy in the middle. Croatian
see,
guy.
I don't get that word.
6'11"
They need a legit rebounder, but I always say, and I guess Bradley may turn out to be that guy, they do need a second scorer. They need a guy, an 18 points a game kind of guy. They don't have that.
No, but that's big picture speaking, their biggest hole. A wingman who can take over a game, right?
Yeah, they don't have it.
They don't have any of that. And you see it in the playoffs again. When Isaiah Thomas is your number one option, you are going to lose.
So the Celtics lost. The Bruins lost. Ben Carson explained to you.
We'll get to Ben Carson. Ben Carson is lost.
Lost. Donald Trump won. You must admit 24 hours
no,
later.
No, absolutely not. How did he win? Absolutely not. We're behind here. We'll do it in the same.
Yesterday you were screaming and ranting and raving incoherently.
Let's do it when we get back.
Your New York Times.
Let's do it when we get
paper
back.
Paper of record.
Let's do this when we get back.
The story you take your which you denied. Lap?
I didn't deny that.
You took your victory lap, Mother Celtic. Yes, you did. You kept saying where, when, how, blah, blah, blah.
That's not what happened.
That's
though.
What you did.
That's not what happened.
And that's describing something different
Wire
than what Trump said,
it is
though.
Not.
Yes, it is.
We'll do when we
not.
Get back. 617-779-7937. Kirk Callahan and Alex Reamer. Jerry takes a victory lap that is not deserved or correct on Donald Trump when we get
back. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.